Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Cindy Music. She is the Director of Vegetation Management Services for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Cindy, you are going to talk to me today about Tree Line USA, and I have no idea what that is, so you're going to have to completely and totally educate me on that.
How fun. Okay, well, Tree Line USA is an award program through the National Arbor Day Foundation, and it is given to utilities that apply, first of all, and that have very high standards for quality tree care, for annual worker training, for tree planting and educational programs within the utility. They have a tree-based energy conservation program, and they also celebrate Arbor Day.
Ah.
And so we're one of three utilities in the state that's been given this award. The other ones are Dominion and Mecklenburg Electric Cooperative. But thanks to my former boss, we are celebrating our 17th consecutive year.
Wow.
As receiving this award. So you might see.
That's almost as big a deal as the accomplishment itself.
Right, right. For example, Front Royal is a Tree City USA.
That I knew, yes.
And that is also a program through the National Arbor Day Foundation. So Tree Line is similar, but it's very, very picky. And there's certain things that you have to do to even apply and then to be awarded the award. But there's benefits. The benefits for communities like Front Royal and surrounding area are there's healthy and more abundant community forests because we're trimming trees properly and we're trying to leave as much as we can. Then there's increased reliability with your power because we're trimming trees properly. There's fewer downed lines during storms. And then reduced energy costs to our members because if they plant trees in the right place for energy conservation, then that reduces everyone's bill overall.
So it's a win-win all the way around.
It is. And then you've heard about heat island effect. So basically, if you live in a place where there is a lot of cement or concrete, trees actually will reflect light and absorb some of that energy from the sun in the summertime. So there's a reduced heat island effect.
And I think that's really cool because I've done so many podcasts with REC so far talking about things like reliability. I mean, that's one of you have so many number one priorities because mm-hmm. you do so many things so well. Mm-hmm. But reliability is virtually at the top of that list. And it's kind of cool to know that you're trying to do that. And at the same time, you actually care about the environment that you're trying to keep the power on in.
We do. At the end of the day, there's so many benefits that trees provide us in terms of things like health. If you have trees around your property, you have cleaner air.
Mm-hmm.
If you have trees near your water, you have cleaner water. If you have trees, for example, in a downtown neighborhood, people tend to spend more money.
Because they feel more comfortable and at home mm-hmm. in their shade, mm-hmm. and they don't mm-hmm. feel like they're just sitting on a bench in the heat and they want right. to go to the car or they want right. to go home.
There's studies that have shown that neighborhoods that have tree canopy have lower incidences of crime.
Really?
They have lower incidences of a variety of health issues, such as bulimia and anorexia. There's studies that have shown that if girls can see a tree outside of their window, they have higher self-confidence. Why does it work that way? We don't know. Do we really care?
No.
Yeah, we just want more trees.
You just plant more trees.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's a whole study of trees and human health that different universities are undertaking. It's a fascinating science. But at the end of the day, what we know is that we want to use proper tree pruning methods, and we want a staff of folks that are trained in how to prune trees around power lines correctly.
Well, and I think it's awesome that Rappahannock Electric has you, who really does get it, you understand, you care, and it's part of your job. I think is the other really cool thing about the whole vegetation and management system. Kudos to the company and to you, because I would not have known half of that. And you seem to really enjoy those studies and learning and knowing, so that you have this information to be able to translate that into benefits for REC's members.
And we have such a good team at REC. We have 7, soon to be 8, licensed foresters and arborists. They're all educated, higher education wise, in forestry and arboriculture. And we all come from a variety of different backgrounds and have a slightly different lens that we see these things through. But it's a great team, and we really do care.
Fantastic. Well, Cindy, thanks for chatting with me for a little bit today. I learned a lot.
Oh, good.